right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 358. I am your host, GBD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, as always, we are joined by a man who can always sign in on the first time, every time, Wombat.
Not today.
No.
No.
Not every time.
Not every time, not this time.
99%
I'm kind of bummed.
Time. Oh, so you haven't been able to play Titanfall at all?
Well, no. I mean, I only got the game today.
Oh, no.
And I'm doing this show.
Oh, no.
And I can't sign into my Xbox anyway, so it's all moot.
Shipwreck can sign in, though.
I signed in. I played Titanfall.
So you were able to sign in, and so some people are having the problem, and some people aren't? Is that how it's working?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Xbox Core Services is having issues. And
right.
I don't know.
They classify the issue as limited, which is interesting because I find anytime I have a problem and at least three other people that I follow on Twitter have the same problem, I don't believe it's limited.
Three? Only three? But Shipwreck has no problem.
See, I can access it, that means it's limited.
Exactly.
As long as one person can get on there, there is a limit to how many people cannot.
There's a limit to the disaster. Okay, so, well, we'll talk about Titanfall a little bit later.
I can't wait. I think it's going to be very exciting for our listeners.
What are you talking about? Why do you got to be a dick about Titanfall?
I'm not being a dick about Titanfall.
Just because you can't sign in and play Titanfall doesn't mean you got to be a dick about Titanfall.
You better be prepared for 3 weeks of Titanfall talk here, Wombat.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that means.
You know what bugs me about the whole prepare for Titanfall marketing thing, or just statement in general, is that I wanted to actually prepare for Titanfall and download the game, you know, preload on Xbox One, and you couldn't do that. That didn't feel very next gen to me.
I had a similar situation where I went to Target to try to find snacks that were branded Titanfall, and yes. I couldn't do it.
There was no Cheetos, Titanfall Cheetos?
No Mountain Dew, no Titanfall Mountain Dew?
I didn't see any. I don't know. I was trying to prepare. I was going to have a nice Titanfall evening, eating whatever snacks that they were like had deemed worthy of Titanfall.
Perhaps wear a foam a giant novelty foam finger.
And
a blanket.
Do to get
a Titanfall blanket.
Right. So yeah, I couldn't even. You couldn't even preload Titanfall on Xbox One, which was pretty weak.
You can preload on the PS4. Yes. No.
I don't know. I haven't tried that yet.
Okay, I wasn't sure if this was like a Microsoft complaint or a next gen console blanket complaint,
or a PC boast.
Yeah, or that boast. Too. That's true. I didn't even think of it that way.
Could be any which way.
Any which way, but loose.
Yes. So, yeah, we'll talk about Titanfall later. I could tell you that I successfully performed my... Ty and I both successfully performed at our Taiko performance on Saturday afternoon. And I banged on a giant drum very hard.
Are you all set for your Gabe performance?
My Gabe performance? No. Uh-huh. Was that some song I don't know again?
No, you had a Taiko. I assume that that's followed by a Gabe.
No. But yeah, that's why there's no Bit Summit report, because you're getting the Taiko performance report instead. But yeah, I think actually I've been thinking about Taiko a lot, mostly because I've had to watch so many YouTube videos over and over again to try to memorize the performance. But I think that's going to be the killer Kinect game. Right there, a Taiko Kinect game. All you need are the sticks. You don't need an actual.
Why not? Why not a drumming game? Why does it have to be Taiko?
Because this is going to have a lot of.
I don't think that calling a game a Taiko game is going to have mass appeal in the U.S.
Well, we can call it Japanese drumming. You don't think?
I think you need to drop the word Japanese off of it.
Drumming.
Drumming.
That sounds pretty boring.
Kinect drumming. Kinect rock drums.
How come we haven't mastered that technology with the power of Kinect yet? Because that would be good, don't you think?
Because they haven't mastered any technology with the power of Kinect yet.
Are you going to be a dick about Kinect now?
I'm going to be a dick about everything.
I was thinking, though, don't you? How come they can't pull that off? How come we haven't seen a drumming game, a drumming Kinect game at all?
There, well, or just a music game in general. And I think that's coming, and it's going to be called Fantasia. And our friends at Harmonix are making it, and it looks pretty good.
I want a Japanese drumming game featuring a lesbian drumming instructor. Japanese
is that what you
lesbian.
Had? How do you
okay,
know?
Okay, you increase the sales of this by adding that.
But not like a sexy lesbian, like a middle-aged Japanese lesbian.
Your pitch for this is terrible.
Seriously, I don't know who's buying this game.
I want it to be realistic. I'm not really, I feel like it could be an indie hit. And there's not that much, there's nothing out there for Kinect anyway. And we can probably get the money from Microsoft to make the game because they want people to make Kinect games.
Oh, we're going
to
make it now.
Well, we need the money though. It's going to be expensive. We need to motion cap Sensei Moko. That's going to cost a few bucks.
We could call it Sensei Moko's Taiko Drumming.
But that sounds very Japanese. That's going to scare off a lot of people.
Or do we just call it
drumming? I would call it Sensei Moko's Japanese Drumming, but I think your previous theory was that would be too scary for most people.
Oh, I know what it is. It's Sensei Moko's Fighting Drummer.
Fighting Drummer? Okay, well, I don't know. I think that would be cool, though. You know, swing your arms in the air. You have big stick. It comes with...
Do you swing them like you just don't care?
But listen, it comes with the stick. So you have like these thick wooden sticks, okay? You don't need a drum because we can just sense when you're going to be hitting the drum in 3D space.
Well, what
space.
If you don't need the sticks?
I think you want the sticks because you need the sticks for the taiko drumming. Without the sticks, you're just waving your hands in the air like an idiot, pretty much. I mean, you need the sticks. The problem with the sticks is that if you hit somebody over the head with them hard, it's going to cause a problem.
Nerf sticks.
You need some weight to them. We need to figure out the stick issue. But I think that could work. Don't
like
you want to do that?
Like a stick with like a Mexican jumping bean in them, like they're hollow, but they have the bean. So when you thrust it up and down, you actually feel like the shift in weight instead of a heavy piece of wood.
No.
Does that make sense? Like a ball bearing?
Pool noodles. Just big old pool noodles. That way the Kinect can recognize them.
No. It can be like a special wood stick with some sensor inside to make Kinect recognize it better. How about that?
I think we've
talked
about
move controllers. Could it use move controllers?
They could buy them clearance to Target. Get a good deal. We can source them all from Target and repurpose them in our Kinect game, in our lesbian taiko game. I'm telling you, I think
drumming. That's
40 bucks.
That's the name.
Sensei Moko's Fighting Drummer.
Yeah. No, but I think it would be good. I think people would enjoy like to have a real Japanese drumming instructor teach them how to play drums in a cute way. Lesbian.
Well, speaking of drumming,
yeah.
Show feedback wise, Thrifty One has to say Wombat's performance of In the Air Tonight was magnificent. Do 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 do. And my idea for a DC Universe game sounds awesome.
What was your idea for a DC Universe game?
They should make a good DC Universe game.
Yeah, that was
his idea, basically.
Anything that's good.
Yeah.
Excellent idea. I put this one on there for you.
I saw that. I appreciate it. There wasn't really much in the show thread, so.
Do you want to read it?
Oh, I thought you were going to read it because you put it in. Awkward pause. Sagata Senshiro 1 has to say, because, you know, there was another Sagata Senshiro.
He's probably some anime guy. You think this guy's really like a Japanese guy?
Well, based on his English, yes. I do not think English is his first language.
I think he's the creator of Bitcoin.
Why does Shipwreck is always putting Infamous down? From the guy who likes the basketball Kinect game.
Yeah, Shipwreck, come on.
Why are you always putting it down? Hang on, Sloopy.
It's...
He's not putting it down. He
I'm
wants
not
it
putting
to be
it
good.
Down, really. It's just, it's got so much untapped potential, I believe. Like, you look at that, the characters they create for these games, they are pretty much the most unappealing characters that you could come up with.
What's the hero's name in this new one? Dipstick
Dessen.
Or something?
Dessin?
Dipstick.
Dessin?
It's Destin, you know, the diaper rash cream.
Yeah. It is Native American for he is so.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't, it just, nothing about the aesthetic of Infamous does anything for me. Like, if you're going to have a superhero game, make a superhero game. Don't have a guy in a leather jacket with a do-rag on his head or whatever.
Just give him a cape. Give him a cape, you're saying?
I don't know. There's just something about Infamous that just, it's just
bums you out a little. Yeah. How about putting in Seattle? That'll spice it up.
Are you going to buy
it? It's at least more interesting, I guess, than fake. I don't know. Is it more interesting than fake New Orleans?
Well, you like Seattle, so that's good.
Yeah, I like Seattle. New Orleans is fine with me, too, but maybe Cincinnati. Maybe they could have done Cincinnati. I don't know.
Right. Actually, it would probably sell a lot. You got all those people in the Midwest there who aren't interested in our lesbian Tyco game. They're looking for something. They see it's in their, you know, their region, and they pick up the new Infamous game. Maybe not.
Maybe. I don't have anything against Infamous. I just don't think it's that strong of a franchise.
It's not for you.
It's also fun to sort of poke the bear.
Yes, it is. Especially because of the reaction you get. I totally understand that.
I'll probably buy Infamous.
I'm sure you will.
Why not?
Of course.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if I can preload it, if I can prepare for Infamous. Probably not.
Probably not.
Oh, God. Fellatio the Goat?
Now, is that like a... Is he asking you to do that, or is his nickname the Goat?
That's his Twitter name.
I understand that, but is his nickname... Like, does he want you to fellatio the Goat, as in he is the Goat? Or does he like to fellatio the Goat?
I think it's neither. I think there's a goat somewhere, and he is thinking that... I don't know.
He thinks somebody... The goat thinks he has a fancy name. Like, he doesn't understand it. So it's he, like, he thinks, like, he's named after an opera singer or something. And so it's somebody's playing a cruel joke on this goat.
I see. He mentioned, I said, GPD, you mentioned a few shows ago that you might be moving back to the States. Is that still possibly happening in the near future? It's possibly happening. It's wherever Mrs. GPD can get a job, because she wants to quit her current job as soon as possible. So it could be, yeah. Could be anywhere, it could be nowhere, but she's looking for a new job. So if you have a new job for Mrs. GPD and you want us to come and move to your hometown, you can email it to me.
I'm sure there are legal jobs on Long Island.
Yeah, but she you know, Mrs. GPD needs a special type of job.
I know.
She's not going to work at a law firm. It's got to be some sort of a corporate legal job.
What about
job.
Canon? Canon's based on Long Island.
Right. I don't know that we want to live on Long Island.
I don't know. Long we could be term. Neighbors.
Right. That is tempting. And I am now searching for houses in the Massapequa area as we speak on Trulia.com.
Yeah, try to look in my school district because I think that would be fun.
What's the number? I know about all this stuff now about like walking score. Do you know about walkscore.com?
No.
Where you type in your neighborhood and it gives you a walking score out of 100, you know, which is how walkable the neighborhood is. You know, how dependent are you on a car? And then there's greatschools.com that ranks all the schools from 1 to 10 in every neighborhood. It's a lot going on. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That is that sounds pretty crazy. My walk score is a 65. Some errands can be accomplished on foot.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, if I really had to walk to get to a grocery store, I could. I don't know if I'd want to, but if I really
Where's your Fitbit? Yeah. Did it melt your wrist off?
No, it broke in half. Oh.
Did you see that Fitbit came out with a wrist Fitbit and then it gave people rashes and they had to recall it? I bought you that one for... your birthday.
Oh, yeah. I never got it.
Well, I haven't given it to you yet.
I'm
keeping one in storage for you. A special one that's guaranteed to cause wrist rashes.
My walk score is a 3.
Ooh.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Well, from my house, it says it's a 46. So the town is a whatever it was, a 65.
Right.
My
okay,
house
you're
46.
Okay.
There we I've go. Got a cupcake place within 2.3 miles of me.
That's not walkable.
That's the second most walkable place to my house.
I have a Subway 0.4 miles.
That's
There's
good.
A Dunkin' Donuts 0.3 miles, and I've walked to that Dunkin' Donuts before.
Notice how Wombat's not interested in walking until there's a Dunkin' Donuts involved, and then he's like, "Oh yeah, I've been to Dunkin'. I've walked to Dunkin' Donuts before."
I've walked to Dunkin' Donuts because I like coffee.
Right.
I have been to the See, this isn't right. It says that the closest park is 1.2 miles away when there's actually a park behind my house.
Wow. So, you should report it. You'll improve your walk score in your neighborhood.
Yeah, so that's not quite right.
You
the
help
schools
them.
Are both easily walkable. My daughter is my daughter doesn't actually walk to kindergarten because she's too little, but when the weather's nice, we could walk her to kindergarten.
Right.
Yeah, this is pretty out of date. Like it says I'm 1.6 miles from Target, which is correct. But it says I'm 2.6 miles from Deja Vu Showgirls, and that no longer exists.
Oh, man. You should report that.
That's now a boys and girls club.
Oops.
That is actually pretty funny.
What else we got here? Anything for Watch This Bitches? Arrow. We all agree that Arrow is awesome.
Arrow is awesome. There have been two episodes since we did our last show, I think, or at least we watched two episodes since our last show. That is so good.
Slade.
It's all about Slade Wilson.
I watched that first Hobbit movie.
Oh, yeah? Why?
I don't know. Like, I watched it and I got done with it and was like, well, that didn't need to exist.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
I was going to watch The Hobbit. But I figured that would be my reaction too. After it's 3 hours, right?
Yeah,
yeah. I figured I would.
I picked it up about an hour in.
Oh, I do have a Watch This Bitches also. Did either of you watch Cosmos?
I did not.
Oh, you guys should watch it. I think you would both really enjoy it. It was quite educational and yet interesting at the same time. Cheapy, you would like it because it's a documentary,
right?
But it's not depressing.
You had me a documentary, but then
it's really cool. It makes you, it does its job. It makes you think, and it's Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he picks up from where Carl Sagan left off with Cosmos back in the day, and it's really good.
I watched the new Hunger Games movie.
I haven't seen that yet. Is it terrible?
No, it got really good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, which is why
that doesn't mean if I'm that
explaining.
The question was, did you
Hold
like
on.
It? Not what did Rotten Tomatoes have
I,
to say.
First
about.
Of all, let me give you the background, is that I watched it because the Rotten Tomatoes score was high, and I read the books also. I don't know why I read the books, but I read the books. It was fine. It's just, it's one of those movies, just like with The Hobbit, was where I was at the end of the movie, was over, and I said, did anything actually happen in this movie? And then, it was two and a half hours later. So nothing happened. So I don't know. It was fine, but I could have just as easily not watched it and been fine as well. What else we got here? New releases? Should we do some new releases? Talk
sure.
about Titanfall?
We can talk about Titanfall. There's Dark Souls 2 came out as well.
I'm supposed to be getting a review copy of that, but I don't know. It's going to my parents or something.
Oh,
are we all listening to my wife yell at my daughter for not going to bed, by the way?
No, I want to listen through? To that. Bring the microphone over there.
Oh, you don't want to hear that. Okay, but anyway, new releases. I feel like I need to acknowledge it if people are hearing it. That's all. They're like, why doesn't he do anything?
I want to hear the dog start barking.
Anyway.
So Dark Souls. Yeah, Dark Souls. Yes. No, I'm not playing that. Forget it.
Nope, me neither.
Sorry. I can appreciate it if you like it. Maybe.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I'm glad they make these games for people who enjoy playing them. I am not one of those people.
You tried playing one of these, right, Wombat?
Yeah, I did. I just couldn't get into it. I don't know. It didn't feel right to me. And it wasn't even the difficulty. I know people can say, because it's too hard for you. It wasn't fun for me.
The combat doesn't feel like yeah, fun, it visceral
just,
there's combat.
Just something about it. I think I'm just so used to other things that I'm too old, maybe.
It feels like an awkward dance, you know, awkwardly moving video game characters around a screen is really what they do for combat. But that's, you know, doesn't quite feel right for me either. But maybe when it's really cheap on PC, I'll get it. Or somebody will gift it to me like the last one.
Yeah, I mean, I spent $5.
It's a big investment to play that game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not something you're just going to play and then play through it and beat it. Like, there's a lot of retrying stuff and going back and redoing sections and
reading things on the internet about it. Studying. No?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
All right, should we talk about Titanfall?
Let's talk about Titanfall, because that one's fun.
So
you guys have both been playing it, I assume.
Yes. I've been playing it on Xbox One and on PC, just to have a good test to see how great the difference is. What are you playing it on, Chip?
I'm playing it on Xbox.
I see.
What's the difference graphics-wise on the PC?
Well, obviously the PC one looks a lot better. You know, you can just see, you know, a lot more detail on the characters when they're far away. But I was surprised that the convenience of the Xbox One version. I mean, obviously when you can sign in, that's pretty important. Being able to sign in, it didn't bother me. Like, the graphical downgrade didn't bother me that much.
It's still a nice looking game on Xbox.
It runs smoothly for the most part. It's not drop dead gorgeous. On PC, it's like pretty. Even on PC, it's actually not perfect. It still looks kind of rough in certain spots, I think. But yeah, I found like the graphical difference didn't really matter to me. I think I'll probably play mostly on Xbox One. If it works. If it doesn't work, then...
Well, right now, for me, it does not work.
Right. And you bought the disc? Is that what
you
did?
Yeah, I bought the disc. Yeah, I bought the disc. Well, you know, I had all that credit at Amazon. So, free on disc or pay for digital.
Right.
I mean, I guess I could have... can you still buy Xbox Live points or something on Amazon? Or no, you can't even do that.
No.
So, yeah, you know.
You could have bought a card, probably.
Disc. Huh?
Maybe you could have bought a card. Oh, I don't know. Do they sell... credit card, you know, gift cards for Xbox Lives? They must still.
I guess I could have done that, but, you know.
Right.
That's hindsight is...
That's a lot of work.
I wouldn't have been able to download it anyway because I can't sign in, so it's really kind of moot.
Right. Sorry, Juan. I'm sorry.
I wonder if that has anything to do with why they're having issues, is the large amount of people trying to download such a large game.
I don't know. I mean, you'd think they'd be ready for this, considering that they put download codes in boxes that came out today.
Right. What is it, 20 gigs on Xbox?
Something like that, yeah.
And it's 40 gigs on PC. 50? 50.
For languages. It has language packs.
No, it's the uncompressed audio on PC. So if you have a low-end gaming PC, you want the uncompressed audio, I guess. It's easier, so you don't have to do the compressing or something. It's uncompressing.
I don't know. It sounds depressing. You're compressing.
Sorry. So, Ship, what do you think of the game?
I like it.
But you don't
like through the campaign.
Okay,
I mean, it's all multiplayer, but it's
right.
They put together a campaign type of thing where it's mainly just voiceover and a little bit of a cinematic before each battle. And it's just drivel. Like, the writing is not very interesting. The
acting,
I don't know. Nothing about it is very interesting story wise. Like, I'm looking at my phone waiting for the matches to start while the story's going on.
Yeah. I had the same reaction. I realized after a few matches like that, I might as well just play regular, just choose Annihilation or.
How is the game compared to the demo, the beta?
It seems pretty much about the same to me as the beta, but with more maps.
I was going to say, are the new maps interesting?
Yeah, they look cool. I mean, they're interesting. It's, you know, that game, here's the thing about Titanfall, is it definitely, the matches are short enough that it provides that just one more match.
Right. It keeps you playing.
That, yeah. But it keeps you waiting between the matches. Mm-hmm. For quite a while.
That was one of my problems with the beta, was I felt like it was too long between. Too long between.
What, it was like, yeah, 90 seconds or something, right? It's not that long.
It seems for like forever.
I feel like it should be 60 seconds or even 45 seconds. Right,
who's got time? I don't have an extra 30 seconds to wait for this shit.
That's your time to go pull out your phone and look on Twitter. I mean.
I see.
Yeah, playing Titanfall.
So yeah, so Ship, the campaign is just... It's just multiplayer with a little bad voiceover. Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is.
But you get a special unlock when you complete the campaign, though.
Okay. I'm going to keep playing through that until I'm done with it. I think this will keep me entertained for a while, even though I'm not a big multiplayer gamer.
Yeah, that's my question, yeah.
I think there's enough, like, different stuff going on in the matches, that it's never boring to me at any point. And at no point do I just feel like I'm spawning and then just getting instant killed because you have the little grunts and everything out there. And I think the fact that the Titans are on the maps is that if you don't have one, you can kind of just avoid them for the most part and kind of do your own thing and be battling against just like other human characters or the grunts. Mm-hmm. So you never feel like you're just like marching to your own death over and over again.
Right. Exactly. It does a good job of maintaining the scale of the characters of the Titans. It's hard for the Titans to see a little guy running around, and that's how it should be. To not make the Titans too overpowering.
Do you think you guys will still be playing this game when I get back from vacation?
Fuck no. I'm deleting it off my computer.
Am I gonna be like joined? Because I'm not going to be able to play this game for a week. So am I going to be playing this game in a week and be like, everyone has met the level cap and here I am level one and this sucks?
Well, that's going to happen, yes. But I mean, the main thing is you're going to be behind already on the maps and kind of understanding which weapons you like and everything like that. But I'm still going to be playing it for a little while here. There's nothing else that comes out for a little while here.
October, I believe, is when the next good things come out.
Right. I have a solid 6 days of Titanfall in me, I think, Wombat. So.
Yeah. So you and I will not be playing together is where you're going with this.
No, I really like it. And like Ship says, there's so many different things going on. There's enough to keep me interested, I think, in just going for that one more match. I do. Do you feel like the matches are too short?
No, I think they're about the right length for me, because I find that some matches, like in multiplayer games, that's why I don't play them very much, is it just takes so much time to play one. And then I know I'm going to have to do something around the house or like something's going to come up and I just can't commit like a half hour to play a match.
Right. Okay, cool.
I want to get good at the parkour stuff that's in there.
That is because, seems to be the key to the game.
Right, yeah, there. Because you know, everybody right now is just kind of ignoring that.
Like, they're Call of Duty-ing it.
Yeah, everybody's just running around on the ground, and then you see one guy that's just like up there, like climbing on stuff. You're like, oh, I want to be that guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to be that guy.
I am too, but then I forget, and I go hide in tunnels and just like use stairs, just like a normal person would.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. You can go pretty fast when you start jumping off the walls and stuff.
Yeah, you go faster than you do in the Titans.
Yeah, yeah, you haul ass. So, when I played on PC, I did use the controller, and it was fine. I did fine with the controller. It seems like there's some sort of auto aim if you use the controller. But yeah, Wombat, I'm excited to get you to play. Where are you going? Are you going on vacation?
Yeah, I leave on the car's picking us up at 5 a.m. on Thursday.
Ooh, fancy. A car?
A car. You know, it costs less to have a car come and get us than to park at the airport.
I believe it.
Yeah. So,
what, car, you going to Disneyland?
No, we're going to Jamaica.
Oh, right.
Yeah. We're going to have fun in Jamaica for 4 days. Four days? Nice. Yeah. Four full days. Yeah.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. So, miss me while I'm gone, I guess. That's why we're doing a show early. Mm.
Sounds nice. Enjoy. Try not to get an awkward tan.
Oh, I will. My wife actually got a spray tan today.
Ah.
So she would be tan when she gets there already.
What do you think of that idea?
I think so. It looks like someone dipped my wife in chocolate.
You should get a spray tan.
No, thanks.
Why not?
Shipwreck should.
Shipwreck should. All right. Any other? Are we done talking about Titanfall?
That's enough Titanfall. We'll talk about it for the coming weeks.
Do you hear anybody talking when they're playing?
No. That was a big difference between the beta and now, and I don't know if it's because of the update, or maybe it was because I started a party and I was the only person in my party.
I see.
But I was not hearing anybody, and it was glorious.
Right, yeah. Really, for the most part, you don't want to be hearing anybody. You didn't try any broadcasting or anything like that?
Xbox Live. I didn't want to be the one that broke camel's back there.
It was you had to broadcast, and then Wombat couldn't sign in.
Right.
Good job. That was nice. Well, that was very thoughtful. Say thank you, Wombat.
It really is terrible that it's not working, by the way. I know we've already kind of said it, but it really is inexcusable.
It's excusable. It's
it's
bad.
Not excusable.
It's excusable.
No, it is not.
It's happened every time. If every
you will
game.
Excuse it.
I know it happens every time, and that's why it's inexcusable. They should be better prepared.
But it sounds like it wasn't the Titanfall server, right? It was the infrastructure of the signing in that got messed up. It wasn't the Titanfall per se that did it. It was just all the people trying to sign on. Why can't my shit stay signed in, by the way? How annoying is that? I feel like the whole sign-in thing is a lot more intrusive than it was on Xbox 360. I never worried at all about signing in. I turned on the Xbox 360.
And it's signed in automatically? Yeah, it should just have auto sign-in, your face sign-in.
Right, what the fuck? What do they think I'm doing?
Because it sounds cool in theory. Oh, and it's when you walk in the room, it recognizes you. And then you forget that automatic sign-in is actually a much more streamlined, user-friendly process.
Right. Either I turn it on and I'm signed in, or I turned it on and I hope that it recognizes me. Otherwise, I have to figure out a way to sign in.
But yeah, auto sign in should be an option at least. Like, let me have the option of auto sign in.
Is there DRM reason for that, Ship?
I don't know. I just know my simple way to sign in every time is to turn it on and then stare at the screen and then say, sign in Robert, Xbox, sign in Robert. Xbox, sign in Robert. Xbox, sign in, go grab a controller. And then by that time, I turn it and just watch TV.
Right.
When it pops up, like if my kids will sometimes be watching TV before I get out there, like on a Saturday morning, and it doesn't, you know, it's not signed in until I walk in the room and sit down, and then my kids will both at the same time go, hi, Stuart. I'm like, thanks.
Right. You don't, well, it's being nice. At least it's greeting you. That's not bad.
And it's working.
And yeah. It's working.
But it only works when my glasses are on.
Right. Why auto sign in is not enabled is just, it must be, they think that there's some DRM measure to this, do you think? I mean, it must be, because it's definitely not as convenient. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm thinking. It's a nice conspiracy theory.
I think they just overthought it.
Okay. What else we got? So we're done with Titanfall, right?
With Titanfall. I guess we're mired in Microsoft speak.
I will say, wait. I want to say one last thing about Titanfall. I think it's a huge wasted opportunity that when the Titans fall down from the sky, that the noise that the Titan makes isn't more obnoxious. Don't you think?
Like
it should,
more like the dubstep sound?
Yes. It should just be like... like just really loud. Yeah. And you can maybe even unlock different sounds with those burn cards.
Like you have an entrance sound almost like a wrestler.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. So it's, yeah, and because it's, I mean, look, a huge fucking robot is falling
out
of the sky.
Can I say now, Titan fail?
That they don't have this?
Titan fail, yep.
Maybe that's in the season pass.
No one Titan fails like Microsoft and Electronic Arts.
All right, well, that's enough. You like that? You like that idea, Wombat?
I do, actually. I think that sounds very cool. I would totally be into it.
Would you buy DLC, like if you could pay 99 cents and have...
No.
What if it was the Randy Macho Man no. Savage, like pomp and circumstance?
No.
No?
No.
How about free?
Yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else we got here?
Have you guys been playing any of the Project Spark beta?
No, but I downloaded it.
I've been playing it. I played a good amount.
What is it?
It is a missed opportunity again by my...
No, it's bad already?
It's, well, it has a lot. It's definitely a little glitchy. Like I did the tutorial.
It's a beta.
But it is a beta. You didn't let me finish. It definitely has frame rate issues already. Like it does stutter a lot on my Xbox One. And I did have moments where I would like try to put things down and it just didn't quite go where it was supposed to. Or I put my character down and my character went underneath the world. So.
Sewer level. That's a sewer level.
Yeah. So it definitely needs some work.
Sewer level.
The problem with the game, first of all, the monetization of this game really feels out of whack to me. There's no like buy. You can't just buy that. You don't buy the game. It's free to play.
Okay.
And there are certain elements that you can either play enough of the game or build enough stuff where you can unlock like the game coins, which seems like a really, really slow process. Or you can buy like these packs. And I think there's enough buyable packs. The last time I looked in the store to see how much it would cost to buy everything, it would actually be around $60, maybe like $55 to buy everything.
Right.
So it's not like crazy. Like you could actually, it's almost like full game price to buy the game. The problem, and also you can't play unlimited amounts of user generated levels. You have a cap on what you can play for free.
Right. So you're saying they would have been better off if they just released this as a $60 game and did away with the whole virtual currency system.
Because it doesn't quite work. It's a little janky. And not even $60. It would be a great like $30 game or even $40. It's what? Not a full price game.
Is this a game or is this a create a game?
It's a create a game and it shouldn't be. It should be Little Big Planet or it should be a little... I feel like it should be more like Disney Infinity. There's a mode in it that you would probably really like called Crossroads. And you should check that out. And it's actually a lot of fun. What you do is you go and the narrator comes on and he goes, "Where would you like to set your world?" And you get to choose. Well, first you get to choose between mountains, hills, or rivers, or lakes, or whatever you want to do. And you pick one. You pick mountains. Then it says, "Where do you want to be?" And you could choose between forest or Arctic or desert. Of course, the only one that's unlocked for you is forest, so you don't have a choice. But you could choose how dense the forest is or how not dense it is. You could then choose your time of day and you choose where you want to live and you put
Who
your
cares?
Little flag
what
down.
Do, what do I do with this?
Well, it's like this little choose your own adventure type story where once you do that, the world populates, your guy comes out and they ask you, who do you want to be? Of course, you only have a choice of two types of people for this crossroads. And you pick one and you talk to a guy and he goes, "Help us. The blank has been, you know, something has happened to the blank." And then the narrator comes back and goes, "What are you trying to save? A tree? A magic well? Shrine stones?" And then
I
you
hate
pick
this
it,
narrator,
and that shows,
by the way.
I like
Thank
him,
you.
I think.
And it shows up in the world as you make your decisions. Or you run into, like, you go to a big question mark on your path to find the object that you need to get. And when you get to the object, the question mark, the narrator comes on and goes, what did you find? And you get to choose between three things, or you can let the game choose for you. But it's kind of fun to like pick your own, like make this little game as you go on. It's really short. It's only like 5 to 10 minutes long to do it. At least that's what they have in the beta. But it's a fun way to kind of make, quote unquote, make a game.
Except in a very you'll have to spend money, right?
Yeah, if you want all the options in it, yeah, you'd have to spend money. But it's a fun way to like sort of make your own game. Like Sabrina really enjoyed it.
And you do it's it with it was, your iPad? It,
hmm? I haven't done any of this stuff with the iPad.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, so you can use the controller.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it use Kinect?
I didn't use Kinect at all.
Did the Kinect by accident call grandma and grandpa when you really didn't want it to at one point in your life?
not during this game.
Because mine did.
I mean,
that.
The art style is really cool, but it really should be. I'm okay with the complicated game building mechanics that it has, but I think there also needs to be like something that's more like Disney Infinity or even Minecraft. And then I think Microsoft would have a hit on their hands. And instead they kind of dropped the ball where it fluctuates between this really difficult, because I did the tutorial and it's just confusing and there are too many options. And I'm like, I don't care this much about these many options or that very simplistic choose your own adventure.
Where's that announcer?
What would you...
Why don't you just tell me what the magic item is?
What are you looking for? A potion? Oh, an apple sounds good. So,
I would hire you for a bar mitzvah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But, you know, again, there's a lot of promise and potential in it. It just, and it is a beta. Maybe they'll come to their senses. I don't know. Like, just to have an unlock everything, unlimited unlocks $40. But as it is right now, I just don't see this taking off at all because it's either too complicated or too simple.
Ty wants to see it, so I'm gonna.
You should do Crossroads with Ty. He'll really enjoy that. It's not enough to warrant any type of investment in the game.
Right. It's only 15 minutes.
Yeah. You're not gonna be like, oh, I need to buy the desert landscape now so we could do that one. You won't care. You'll do it once, and you'll be like, okay, I got the gist.
So even that, there's different Crossroad adventures if you pay for them. Is that?
There are different options that are unlockable.
Okay.
But even then, I think it would still only be that 15 minutes. I don't know how different it would really get.
It's just like I could say that I found a magic dog or something.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I found the magic this thing instead of the magic that thing.
I see.
So, mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we'll check it out. I'll report back next week. Because after like 2 minutes of Titanfall, Ty was already looking for some other game.
It's not really a kid's game.
No.
Did you try out Towerfall with Ty?
It wasn't out yet when I had checked. So I haven't. Is that free on PS4? What's the story?
Is that a
PS
know.
Plus freebie?
I didn't think it was, but
I think I have to buy this on PC at some point because I just have more Xbox 360 controllers than I do PS4 controllers.
I'll be interested to see what you think about Towerfall.
You've played it?
I've played it on Ouya.
Yeah, so that's right. That's where I got its start.
Yeah. It's fun. It's a cute little, I don't know, local multiplayer game. Like I have no, like, there's no time in my life where I'm going to sit down and play Towerfall.
Because you don't have three guys coming over who really want to play Towerfall with you?
Right. It just doesn't exist in my life. And I'm not going to, like, my wife doesn't want to play this type of game either. Like, she'd play,
put up an ad on Craigslist.
Right. Come over, play Towerfall. No, I'm good. I mean, it's a fun game. It's really quick. Like, the rounds don't last very long. And it's similar to, like, the type of replayability you get, like, out of a dive kick type of thing, where usually most of the deaths are because you've done something stupid and it's just kind of funny.
Right. Like Super Bomberman.
Yeah. It's definitely like that type of thing. Like you end up killing yourself or leading to your own death more than the other person.
I bet you don't have to wait 90 seconds between rounds like Titanfall.
It was pretty snappy on Ouya.
yeah.
Snappy.
So I haven't even seen it. I've only seen screenshots of Towerfall, and I couldn't really have any idea what was going on.
I mean, it's a 2D like single screen platformer, and the characters, like, you have bow and arrows, and you have limited arrows, but then you can go pick the arrows back up.
I wonder if Ty could be any good at this. He's not too good.
I think you just need a new son.
Nope.
I think if you kind of let him, like, kind of figure it out, it might be fun. But I don't know how much fun that's going to be for you.
Exactly. It's like playing ping pong with him. You know, I can only really hit it so hard before he just walks away.
Right. Try it. I'm interested to hear what you have to say about it.
I was too busy trying to download Titan, the other Fall game. That was the focus of my gigabytes being sucked down.
The T-Fall grill?
Yeah. I could feel like when I was downloading Titanfall from Origin, it was coming down like 50 megabit a second or something like that. It was really... They don't throttle it, I think.
I'll be right back.
Uh-oh. Baby being yelled at. He has to take a shit again, do you think?
Probably that.
I don't think Origin, when I download something from Steam, it only hits like 10 megabit per second. Is it megabit per second?
Origin just downloads faster in general.
I don't think they throttle it at all on the Origin side. Mm-hmm. So what happens is I'll download something from them, and if it's a big enough file, the speed just gets more and more. So this is a huge file. It's like 50 gigs or 40 gigs. And I watch the speed just go up more and more, and it like brings down the whole internet, I think, like in my building, because everything just stops working as I'm sucking down this huge file. Anyway, was that it for the new releases? Anything else? I don't think I've played any of these other games.
I know Wombat's been playing Yoshi's New Island. But
is he back?
I don't think he's back yet.
Wombat. No. Should we talk more about Titanfall?
We can.
I'm trying to think.
What kind of class are you playing as?
So I like using the assault guy, you know, the rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Titan that has the rifle, the machine gun.
So the ones you start with.
Yeah, I like that. But I also like, I've had, in the beta, I had success with the Titan that had the big caliber gun. 40 whatever. I don't know, 40 something. Uh-oh. Wow. That is controversial right there.
What is that?
Baby kid crying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I like to mix it up. I still have not figured out the smart pistol or auto pistol, whatever they call it.
It's tough. When you play that little tutorial section, like, it's the same tutorial as what was in the in the beta. That thing seems awesome.
You can't aim. If you aim, it breaks the lock, and you have to let it lock on three times against
the human
pilots.
Characters. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I read that on the tool off the loading screen, but I haven't had a chance to use that in practice yet. But,
is that, like, you have your cloaking where you can go invisible, and the Titans have like their shield block thing and their boost sideways and everything. It always seems like you have something recharging, like, to, like, I don't know, add some flair or something to the battle.
Right. Sure.
Like, there's never a shortage of, like, oh, I'm just shooting this guy. Oh, I'll hit the right bumper now because I'll fire my rockets.
Right. Yes. Yeah. That works whether you're in the Titan or just the human, just the pilot.
Right.
It's just the jumping around adds that whole, I could always be doing something, like moving very quickly by running on a wall. Yeah, you're probably not going to be shot when you're running on a wall. If you're moving, if you're hauling ass.
Hi, I'm back.
He's back. I heard a lot of screaming and controversy.
Did you hear the screaming?
Yep.
Did you? I wouldn't be surprised. There was a lot of screaming.
I know.
And there was running. Now there's throwing.
What's the problem?
Someone is claiming that they are not tired and will not go to bed, despite the fact that it is 10 o'clock at night.
Wow. Wowee.
I don't trust her.
She's up to no good. I'm so lucky. Ty's such a good boy. He always goes right to bed. He takes a book, reads the book, goes to bed.
Well, I have two. And if you notice, one is fast asleep.
That's good. Imagine if she woke up the little one. Then you'd really
forget it. She woke up the little one, she'd be sleeping on the porch.
All right.
Put up a little chain around her neck. Put the dog leash on, just tie it up. She'd be fine. She can't get too far.
We wanted you to talk about Yoshi's Island.
Oh, Yoshi's New Island. I haven't really played much more. I mean, it's fine, I guess.
Right.
I'm having trouble getting into it. I find it actually, the game literally makes me sleepy. I think there may be people that really like it, but every time I'm playing, I'm like, this is just, like, I don't care about getting the extra things.
Are you on the train? Is that why?
Yeah.
Are you sure the 3DS in general just doesn't make you sleepy?
No, I enjoy most of the, you know, a good amount of 3DS games, but this game, for some reason, I don't know what it is. I really don't. Like, maybe I'm the only one who experiences this. I don't know. I guess we'll find out when more reviews come out. But the game I just want to fall asleep. Like, I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
You should try playing it not on the train sometime.
Maybe I could give that a shot. I don't know. Maybe I haven't even decided if I'm taking the 3DS with me to Jamaica. So
that'll be good. You can use it as like a hostage negotiation barter.
She doesn't care about the 3DS.
When somebody gets kidnapped.
Oh, I thought you were talking about trying to get my daughter to sleep.
No. She's not going to listen to that.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not even going to get into it. I'm not going to sleep. Sometimes. I'm sure every parent out there can understand. But
not me. I have no idea. My kid goes right to sleep, like I said.
Uh-huh.
Just right, like, bam, like that. Yeah. Money in the bank.
Well, we know how you talk to your kid, and your kid's just probably afraid of you.
He's not. He loves to go to sleep. It's fun. He gets to have his book, and he has his little light clamp onto his bed, and he reads about the X-Men or something.
Oh, we told her she wants to sit in bed and read a book or draw. She's allowed to, but no, that's...
So what she want to do?
I don't know.
Titanfall.
I have no idea.
She wants to see if you can sign in yet.
She wants to play Titanfall.
Is it on? Is it live yet? Is it live yet? No, it's not live. Oh, Titanfall. Sorry, Wombat.
It's okay. It's not your fault. It's my wife's fault.
Right. I agree. Well, she can't get the job done. She's too tired. She comes home from work. She doesn't want to deal with all that shit.
Nope.
So my wife's like, at least. I got to take care of all that stuff. I get it done, though.
Well, that's because you're home all day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm storing energy.
You're like a squirrel of energy.
I'm preparing for Titanfall.
Where are we on this outline anyway? Are
I think
we
we're
done
at Sony.
With it?
I think
we've
down
talked
Sony
about
now?
That already.
Yeah, I think we're right. No, we didn't. Do we?
We've never talked about this.
No,
oh,
Jack
no,
Trenton.
But we talked about that game, the new game that came out, Towerfall.
Yeah, we're talking about Jack Trenton now.
Oh, Jack Trenton left Sony.
Yeah, why? What happened? I thought things were going great.
Because how old is he now? 60-something?
Oh, he looks good.
He's an old millionaire. You know what old millionaires do?
Buy Ferraris.
They stop working. And they enjoy being older and millionaires.
And not speaking at E3.
And not speaking at E3. Wouldn't you?
Yep. Sounds like
you I mean,
did
how
enough.
Much do you think he was making a year?
$6 at least.
I mean,
at
10,
least,
12
no,
million dollars a year?
At least 60,000 a year.
Yeah, at least 60,000.
At least with stock options, maybe like 80.
Yeah. Exactly. Why not leave? Why not be done? Maybe he has grandchildren now that he wants to spend time with.
Sounds good. Smart.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of
there. That's my theory on the whole thing.
Bring in some fresh meat.
And leave while you're on top.
Is Batship Industries involved in the they already have a new guy, right?
Yeah. Sean Layden, I guess, who was the current vice president, executive
professor president. Sean Layden.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck, Jack. You were good. I always remember Jack when you didn't mention Cheap Ass Gamer, but he alluded to the leak of the PS3 price drop during his E3 press conference, which I was in attendance at, and I remember blushing when he said that part, even though I was in the dark and nobody could see me. But
I'll always remember when he announced AT&T for the Vita.
And everyone booed.
No, but he had the ultimate mic dropper about used games working on PS4.
Oh no, he was great. He's definitely the most interesting to watch at the E3 press conferences.
Oh yeah, for sure. But I do like gloating Reggie. Like, everything's going great, Reggie.
I haven't seen that Reggie in quite some time.
I know, but he was always entertaining because he had that confidence, that really just overwhelming confidence. And now I'm going to show you 15 slides about why we're kicking ass. And be confident. Where are we here on this outline? So that's that one. What is this? Advertising in iPhone games.
Oh, that's Nintendo. They've started advertising in iPhone games now, because I've been playing some more Disco Zoo. And When you need more turns in Disco Zoo, you can choose to either use your Disco Bucks or watch a short video.
I see.
And the videos are advertising. And yeah, I saw ads for Yoshi's New Island in Disco Zoo.
Did the ad mention that it may cause drowsiness?
It was a bunch of like kids, and they seemed to be having fun.
Not falling asleep.
All right. I was only half paying attention to the, like, really, I just wanted some more Disco Bucks.
Right. So this is Nintendo's big push into mobile. Maybe. First step, stage one, advertise.
I just think it's interesting because, I mean, they're advertising to obviously kids on there who are playing games on their mobile devices. So, I mean, every other ad that I've seen on that has been for an iPhone game.
Interesting. A bold new strategy. From bold Reggie. And boastful. What else we got here? Wombat's news and stuff looking pretty empty.
I think we're going to the bag of the kegs.
Yeah, anything? we have to do a quick show today because I have to pick up Ty from school. I didn't want to ask the other mom to do it 2 weeks in a row. We did the show the same time last week, so I didn't want to do that. Keg bag. Bread Boo says, well, Wombat, you've played one of these games. Or maybe both. I don't remember.
I feel like I played both of them. Okay. I played both of them.
Bread Boo asks, now that you have had time with both games, which do you prefer, Need for Speed Rivals or Need for Speed Most Wanted? What are the strong and weak points of each? Need for Speed Rivals is the most recent one with Cops and Robbers, for people who don't remember. And Need for Speed Most Wanted was the last Criterion Need for Speed, which I finished that game, Need for Speed Most Wanted, and finished and did a lot of the DLC too.
I think I prefer Most Wanted, but I like the Cops and Robbers. I like being a cop.
Right. You can't go wrong with Sirens and being just like police Lamborghini. Like,
so
that's
I think I would love to see a Criterion-made game where you can drive a cop. Drive a cop? Drive as a cop.
Well, they did that already. That was before that.
That one Criterion, though?
That was Hot Pursuit. Hot Pursuit.
Is there still a Criterion, or is that not even a thing anymore?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Why did you like Most Wanted anyway? Because you figure the one with the police better.
I like that world better. I think that it was a better level world design, and I liked how you got the cars by like finding them. I always thought that was kind of cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the races were more exciting in that one. Like, you could literally, things would be going so fast. Maybe the sense of speed was greater. I don't know.
The broken down airport.
That was the DLC. Did you buy that? You bought the DLC?
No, huh? There was another one. There was that other little airport.
Oh, okay. That was good DLC, by the way. That's, somehow Most Wanted was better, even though it didn't have police cars. Well, it did. It just, you couldn't control them.
Yeah, but Most Wanted is the better game, but it lacks the drivable police cars.
Right.
We need to come up with a new naming scheme for these, because I cannot keep these straight at all.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
They reuse them. They reuse the names.
Right.
So it's without numbers, so it's madness.
There was a shift in there at some point.
So many. Let's see. Trip on One asks, how do you feel about message boards like Gaff, 4chan, Reddit being a place where news is gathered and even breaking news from? That seems like not a right sentence, correct sentence. But I think it's, how do I feel about it? I mean, look, it's as good a place as any to get news from. You have people in the industry who leak stuff out on message boards or say things that they shouldn't say or be mean to people. And then all of a sudden it becomes news. So I don't know. Nothing, is there anything bad about it? I don't know. How am I supposed to feel?
Violated. They should be doing it on CAG, right?
Right. Exactly.
We need all the news, all types there. Of news.
Anything else here that we need to say, or should we just go?
I think we're good.
Let's remind people that we're having a contest on CAG where you can win Infamous Second Son. That, see, we should have mentioned that during our whole Infamous discussion. How did we not mention this stupid contest? If you go to Cheapass Gamer, you can see a link on the front page to the Infamous Second Son contest, which is brought to you by Walmart. You can pre-order the game there and get free release day delivery shipping. And also, GoDaddy for all your web hosting and domain registration needs. Coupon code CAG. No, 295 CAG, $2.95 domain registrations for the first year. New website builder plans for $1 a month with coupon code WSB9. And new hosting offer, $1.99 economy hosting for 12 months with a free domain, host off one, and 32% off new order purchases with 32 off one. It's a lot of coupon codes there. That's not easy.
Please
to
use
that.
One.
Right, please. And yeah. Didn't you just register a domain?
I did just register a domain. I used the $2.95 domain name.
Nice. What'd you get?
I will talk about it at another time.
Wait, what? What?
Shipwreck. If I do something with it, then I will announce it. Right now, it's nothing.
Shipwreck, he needs to reveal the domain right now, does he not?
Because what's the point of announcing a website that has nothing to it? And if
so
I don't
can make
never
fun
do
of it. Of course.
Exactly. No.
Shipwreck.
But if anyone wants to build a free website for me, please shoot me a message.
Do you have like a really good idea?
I do have a good idea.
Is lesbian really? Drumming.
It is lesbian drumming. That's what I bought. Lesbiandrumming.com.
Hey, don't steal resources away from my lesbian drumming project. It's not fair. All right, so while that's
lesbiandrumming.com wasn't available, I had to buy lesbiandrumming.tv.
No. The website is immaterial for this project. All we need is to motion cap Sensei Moko and get
the game
your website.
Writes itself.
And get your website domain. All right, so next week, Wombat's going to reveal his. He's never going to tell you his secret website. All right, it's smellyvagina.com. I'm going to reveal it right now.
You really don't think someone owns that?
I owned it. I used to own it.
That's right, I forgot.
Exactly. Somebody else owns it. I guarantee it. All right. So Wombat's not ready to tell you his horrible website idea, but sorry. All right. We will see you next. Well, not Wombat. So no Wombat next week. What's the story?
I'll be back on Wednesday of next week. So Thursday we could probably do a show.
Not very much Titanfall will be played by you between now and then.
No, there really won't be. So we'll see. I sacrifice a lot for you people out there. So I
exactly.
hope you all appreciate it.
Exactly. Okay.
Will you be able to lose your Jamaican accent by that point?
I don't know, man. I slap at a base.
Slap at a base? They don't say that. Jamaican
it's
people
from I
say
love
that.
You, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, exactly. He wasn't Jamaican, right?
Yeah, he wasn't.
That was I knew it. See? Yeah. All right, bye.
Bread's done.
Hello, everyone. We practice... Never tell I go together, okay? Smiley and sing loud. Your arms down. Hop! Sore! Hop! Nibda! Daiko! You hold the sticks this way. Ready, go! La sera, la sera! La sera, sera, sera! La sera, la sera! La sera, sera! Ready, go! Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.